With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Alrighty, ready for a bit of music?
Yes.
Time for the good, the bad, and the ugly. Wow. Alright, Roach, a little bit of fun. Everyone's doing it now. The Herald Sun started copying us. On the couch are doing it. Not that it's new. What was your good?
Has to be Harley Reid.
Arsehole! What?
Beg your pardon.
I sneezed.
That's a bit rude. He's a lovely young man.
I had that too.
Harley Reid.
Yeah. That's what I
meant. What a way to start your story at West Coast by dominating in a derby.
Got a really good text from Annie about him. I'm just trying to find it. Sorry, Annie, I did read it. I didn't get to read it out loud. It's a really good text.
He is an exciting player, not only for the way in which he's delivering on the footy field, but the personality he's adding to what was becoming a very morose West Coast lineup.
That's what the text was about, Rooch. The joy that Annie's a Port follower. And I find it as well. I'm watching him play and I find myself smiling because you can see that he's enjoying himself so much. And I think it was Ben Cousins that said when he was on the front bar, he said he's a young player that likes to run to the fire.
Good on him.
Yeah, he embraces the challenge. And when he was running alongside of Nat Fyfe and they bumped into each other off the ball, then he just pushed him over. I think Fyfe went to ground trying to milk a free kick.
Oh, another one.
Made him look like he was second best. Mm. So, yeah, I'm Harley Reid as well. What's your bad?
Trying to toss up between Port Adelaide and the Olyroos. Olyroos missing out on an Olympic spot to Paris. That is shocking.
It's disappointing, isn't it?
They have been in disarray for weeks.
I think we're only 95 or 94 days away from the Olympics.
Oh, it's exciting, isn't it? Well, Paris.
Not as exciting now. No Olyroos.
No.
Mine's the Kangaroos, Rooch. I wasn't expecting miracles, but I know they've had a really tough draw. They've had one of the tougher draws in the competition, especially for a bottom side. But, I thought they'd cause some upsets this year.
Yes, you've got them. Three top eight sides are going to fall to them.
You got me when I was half whacked. Fair.
Hello.
I should have said top 10, but that's still not even going to happen.
No.
They haven't had a win. But look, with all their top end talent, and it takes a while, you expect them all to click and have a day out at some stage. Their ball movement over the summer was really, really quick. And I feel for Kangaroo Steve, if you're out there, it'll happen. Now everyone, the so-called experts, Roach, are saying, is Alistair Clarkson the right man for the job? Has he lost his mojo?
We'll see.
These are the same people that wanted Adam Simpson sacked 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. I was intrigued when Clarko decided a game plan, they call it, Rooball, was going to be so attacking with that lineup from the start of the year. I thought they were going to expose themselves, and they have.
Mm.
Anyway,
I know a lot of Crows fans are nervous about this week.
Shouldn't be,
down
surely.
In Hobart.
Surely?
You wouldn't like to think so. When did Port have their rough trot? 2 years ago when they were 1-5 or whatever it was? What was it again?
That was 0-5.
22-0-5, sorry, not 1-5. Mm. And you talked about the program and you talked about that they believed in Ken.
Yep.
And they stuck to the task. And they did. They slowly turned the ship around, but coming from 0-5 downs. It is
too
hard.
Much catch up.
It wears you down. Yep. It'll be interesting to see how Adelaide respond.
And when what selection decisions they make too.
All righty. You're ugly?
Well, between umpires not knowing how to position themselves and those going to score review excessively, it was a bad weekend for them.
Mm.
That was ugly, some of their work.
Yeah. I'm going to the well here. And there's always bad umpiring decisions, but Adelaide have been unlucky with three big ones. three big ones, to lose a game in dying seconds. That doesn't happen that often.
No.
So there was the, and the AFL has come out and admitted that they were on the wrong end of all of these. That was the Collingwood high tackle.
Jordan Dawson.
Yeah, 25, 30 metres out. He had blood coming from his face from the high hit. The Sydney one.
Goal umpiring error.
This isn't a bleeding heart story either, because the Sydney game, you've left everything on the line to the last game of the year to make the finals.
Good point.
Don't be seven goals down when you're playing. Point. Yeah.
Although John Longmire did remind me, games are decided at three-quarter time.
Mm. And the Essendon decision that didn't happen. Yeah, they were pretty ugly. You can have your say, the good, the bad and the ugly. Send a text 0427 154 166.